Hi, Mark.
Hello.
You can get this started with Ken Korak.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Ken.
How's it going, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Excuse me. You know, one, you've obviously mastered strike zone command and knowing your own strike zone and tracking balls. When did that click in for you? Did it happen kind of organically, or was there a process involved with that?
It happened organically through me making a conscious decision about 2 years ago to shrink the pitches that I choose to swing at. I made a conscious effort to just shrink my strike zone before there's two strikes and try to just be really selective until two strikes. And it just kind of came along with that. And I just happened to chase a lot less once I did that. And then, you know, I take a few more strikes now than I used to probably, but that's how I do it now. I have found that it works. So
just to follow up, do you still think that each umpire has his own strike zone? And if so, do you have to adjust to that? And do you have a book on certain umpires?
It's too hard for me to adjust to that. So I kind of just stick and do my own thing. And I don't think it serves you well to adjust your game based on what the umpire is doing. It's too hard to do on a day-to-day basis. So if I strike out looking, I strike out looking, and that's kind of how I approach it. I've always been a guy that early in my career, I've always struck out a lot throughout the course of a season. So I kind of just tell myself, I don't care if I strike out looking or if I strike out swinging, it doesn't matter. A strikeout's a strikeout. So do damage. You know, I tell myself to do damage with the pitches that are in my zone.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
We'll go to Manolo.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, Mark?
Bien, ¿y usted?
Bien, gracias. Mark, in that same context of the question of my good friend Ken, how do you feel now that you're a full-time leadoff hitter?
Well, we're four games in. I feel as though I did a good job for the first series. I'm just kind of going back to the stuff that Ken talked about. I trusted that approach, that my approach from the past would be a good approach for a leadoff spot. And I think Bob knows that. And I think the front office knows that. We all kind of, I think we're on the same page and feel the same way that if I just stick to that approach, whether I'm hitting or not, there's value there. Like early on in that series, the first three games, I didn't hit that much, but you still saw me get on base and stuff. And that's the beauty of when I'm doing that well, and when I'm controlling the strike zone well, whether I'm swinging the bat well or not, I can get on base and still be somewhat productive. So hopefully I can keep that going.
Yeah, the other thing, you know, baseball could be a very cool sport. You know that by now. You know, sometimes a team could be in a very long winning streak and everybody's smiling and very happy. But sometimes that same team could go into a big, big, big slump and play bad baseball. You know, the mindset of a team to get out of, you know, the start you guys had where you were scored very badly by the Astros?
I think we got to just keep pushing. I don't think there's any panic. It had that series had the feel of just kind of we're trying to feel out who we are, and we have a different roster and very different team than we had last year. So I think nobody's too down on themselves over what happened. And it was bad, undoubtedly. It was not a good thing that happened, but we know that. But you know, we also know we have a whole lot of baseball left. So I think everyone, the mood in the clubhouse is steady Eddie.
We'll go to Matt Kawahara.
Hey, Mark. A little bit of an unrelated topic, but I think a lot of teams, or there's have been several teams now at this point that have, I guess, reached the threshold that MLB has set for vaccine levels, where they might, you know, relax some of the restrictions going on the road, that kind of thing. Obviously, you guys still have a few days before your first road trip, and California doesn't expand the eligibility to all adults until the middle of this month. But was wondering if you just have any kind of stance on the vaccine and whether those discussions are happening in the clubhouse right now.
I don't have a stance on the vaccine. I got the first dose of the vaccine because I don't want to get sick. So, the country is where it is right now. And there's some people that don't want to get vaccinated. So I personally, relaxing the protocols is not a thing that I'm concerned about. I'll do whatever you ask me to do if I get to play baseball. It would be nice to relax some of the protocols, but that's not why I got the vaccine. I got the vaccine so I don't get sick. So, I don't know what percentage we're at, but I don't think we're at the 85%, and a lot of people don't want to get vaccinated.
Go to Vince Catronio. Vince? Okay. Well, that'll be it then, Mark. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.